6 to 9, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Oh No by Blair Borax, and I found Blair through the Instagram algorithm. I remember that it was specifically Instagram because I accidentally refreshed the page and then I was like, oh shit, I lost it. I lost her. But I did notice that she was following Joe Plowman and like they were following each other. Joe Plowman is the bassist for Carsey Blanton. And I tried. I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled and I couldn't find it. And I knew she was like wearing green in the picture. And then thank goodness I got another ad, or I don't know if it was a repost or something, but Joe Plowman was the only connection between us. But I saw the ad again and I was like, yes, let's do a listen. Let's listen to this. I was just going to add it to the list, you guys, of potential 110 podcast features. But then I saw that she was playing a show here next week, next Saturday, May 2nd in Highland Park. I'll give you more details later. But I was like, oh, let's promote it to my 5 listeners and maybe we can all carpool to the show. We're recording that day. Producer Rod and I are recording a LPP episode. But hopefully it ends early and then we'll head over to that show. But anyways, I did not get a clip because this was a quick turnaround, you guys. So I'm not even going to boo her. No boo for Blair because I didn't even get to ask for a clip. I just heard it. I loved it. And now I'm bringing it to you. It's very short notice, last minute. Sorry, producer Rod. But I loved it. She does have a new album out, The Color Green. I did not pick a song off that album. She has 2 other albums. I went with Oh No, off her sophomore album, Tender Lately. It was really hard for me to pick a song. I will just tell you that, and then we'll do a deep dive into the song and then some other songs and the albums. I just really enjoyed everything, you guys. I had a really hard time picking just one song. Whatever, we are going to play Oh No by Blair Borax.
Breaks and bruises, aches and pains, sags and droops, youth, you aging, sickness and in health, they say. With you I like to spend my days, your eyes and ears, your mouth and nose, your shoulders, head, your knees, your toes, oh, all hail these brittle bones, how long can they hold all my woes? Oh no,
So I hope you enjoyed that song. That song just resonated with me. I loved the way it picked up towards the end. I love the lyrics. I love that they were raw. I really, they cut me deep in my panza because that is like me right now. When you're young and then you blink and then you're freaking old. yeah. And you don't have a hand to hold. And that's a scary, scary thought for me. And I just love the point A to point B line, be my lover. There is so much, you guys, so much. And I just want you to listen to that song. I want you to unravel those lyrics for yourself. But I definitely loved this song. And like I said, this was off her sophomore album, Tender Lately. And I almost went with the song before this, which is Call Me Lazy, because it had horns in it. And I was like, oh, but I love the horns. But I also love that, like, Oh No, it was like a sing-along and just got stuck in your head. It really was an earworm. I hope you listen to everything. Just a quick breakdown of all three albums from like the one time that I listened through, you guys. I'm definitely, I had to do like a couple dives on the songs that stuck out to me, but as a full album, I didn't get through all of them more than once. You guys know I usually try and get through three times at least. But off her first album, I thought that one was really heavy lyric wise, more upbeat. I thought that was probably the most upbeat album that she had. Heavy lyrics on that one, deep tones, and that one was called Keep Walking. I almost went with Keep Walking off that one or Fish Out of Water. And then her sophomore album, again, with those heavy tones, more upbeat than the latest album. Which other one did I? Oh, yeah. I talked about Call Me Lazy. And then she has her most recent album, The Color Green. Beautiful album artwork, you guys. The Color Green, that is what it's called, and it is green with all these green tones. It's beautiful. I love it, and you guys know I love green, so I'm attracted to green things. So I was like, yep, I like this album. Very mellow. It has done me good to listen to that album because I've had a lot of anxiety, you guys know, with Kopi passing away, and then we dog sat, and oh my god, my cousin dog is crazy, you guys. And I just needed some mellow music, something to bring me down a notch. And that was it. I really enjoyed all three albums. I'm really hoping that I can make this concert. And seriously, if you guys are interested, you guys know Rod and I love to carpool. If you could get to my place before the show, when by the time we're leaving, feel free to tag along. We will carpool. We'll take you to the show and we'll get you back, hopefully safely. But you can check out her Instagram. That's Blair Art Thou. So B-L-A-I-R, Art, A-R-T, Thou, T-H-O-U. And that has links to where you can find tickets. I think you have to like DM someone and Venmo someone for the tickets because it is a house show in Highland Park, May 2nd. But Rod and I are going to try and make that, because we love supporting local artists and local comedians. Yeah, don't forget to follow me at D for Music, DeeFur Music. You guys know I'm always posting local shows, local comedy. Support your local art forms, you guys, or just art forms in general. I hope you will check out everything that Blair Barks has to offer. This song, Oh No, will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Don't forget the Angry Mike at the Angry Horse is this coming Monday, the 27th, April 27th. Horseplay Comedy is in 2 weeks, May 7th, and that is also at the Angry Horse. I'll be playing there with the comedians. And I hope you listen next time to check out another small band or artist. Say hi to your dad for me. Bye.